Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
What will Coup be like with the Blues? Well, the perfect man to ask is on the line right now. Dave Prentice, Liverpool Echo Sports Editor, joins us bright and early this morning. Although, if I know you, Mr. Preno, you've probably been up with the birds and getting stories for today prepared. Good morning to you.
You've got it in one, Murray, yeah. early but not bright.
Well, Evertonians are waking up every morning bright and happy, more relaxed by the day, because this deal looks as though it's going to be sorted, my understanding, possibly today, Dave.
We understand the same, yes. I mean, even though it should be sorted very, very soon, I don't think there's going to be any formal presentation of Ronald Koeman, certainly until he comes back from his holidays, probably next week. But the fact that he's gone away, I'd take as a reassuring sign. I mean, it indicates that he's quite happy with the negotiations. He's done all the bits that he needs to do. And just waiting for Southampton and Everton to sort out the compensation between the two clubs. And then hit the ground running, fingers crossed, when he actually finally does get in situ.
Yeah, his agent, Rob Janssen, can finalise all the, dot the I's, cross the T's and act on his behalf, can't he, while he's away. So there's no reason why it can't be announced. And then the official unveiling maybe when he returns from holiday and we hold a press conference, etc. But all in all, it's very good news, isn't it? And it's a sign of Everton's intent.
It is. I mean, I've mentioned today, I mean, it really is an indication that Everton are finally starting to think big again, if you like. I mean, I wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago where I suggested that they should try and sound out Jose Mourinho because he's the best out there. And it wasn't tongue-in-cheek. It was like, if you want to think big, you've really got to go for the very best. Obviously, he was lined up elsewhere, but if you hadn't made that representation or asked that question, you'd never know. But the next best option for me after that was Ronald Koeman. Mm. He's had two outstanding seasons at Southampton. He's got a great grounding in European football. You know, he's a playing legend, so before he even went into management. And I think at the time when we were, making inquiries about who Everton might go for, we were told by Koeman's representatives that the only way he would consider leaving Southampton is if he was convinced by the scale of the ambition of a football club elsewhere. In other words, giving him the tools to do what he thinks, could be a really, really good job. Mm. Everton have clearly done that. They've clearly convinced him that they have funds at their disposal, that they're willing to give them to him, and they're willing to think big, which I think is how they've managed to land a manager that clearly is very coveted.
Yeah. Your piece today makes reference to something we haven't heard for a long time, the Mersey Millionaires.
I'm old enough to remember that. I think you might be as well.
Yes, I am, Dave, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a catchphrase, certainly throughout my childhood in the 70s. And it goes back to the John Moores days in the 60s, when Everton were the original Manchester City, if you like, or Chelsea for that matter. And, effectively bought success. But although back then John Moores just gave Everton interest-free loans, he didn't actually just give them the club, give them the money. He gave them, sort of cash in the forms of loans, which they repaid. But, for the time, they did spend very, very big money, and as a result were labelled the Mersey Millionaires. Mm. So clearly they've attracted Ronald Koeman, where they were the promise of lots of money to spend on the transfer market. So I'm suggesting maybe the Mashiri Millionaires could be something we should be starting these days.
Why not? Yeah. It's great. This promise of £100 million that Mr. Mashiri's already mentioned, ploughing money into the club and possibly additional funds from the sale of Lukaku should that happen. And he certainly indicated, or seems to be continuing to indicate, that he wants away. So a fair bit of money could be recouped there.
Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating that. I mean, I think enormously of Lukaku as a player. He's improved since he's been at Everton. Very, very, very good centre forward, and he's improving, sort of year by year. But he seems to have made his mind up that he's quite keen to go elsewhere. I suppose a new manager can change that situation. Yeah. And let's face it, he's under a very, very, attractive contract at Everton. So if they wanted to be bloody-minded about it, and let's face it, they have done before. John Stones put in a transfer request last summer. Mm. And told you're going nowhere. But I think people at the club seem to have accepted that, Lukaku and possibly Stones will leave this summer. And as you've just said, that will only augment the transfer pot that Ronald Koeman has to spend. But, it's going to be difficult to try and bring a player of the quality of Lukaku, because he is one of the best out there at the moment.
Yeah, with no European football on offer either for Everton. What about the backroom staff that Ronald Koeman will bring with him? Obviously, his brother Erwin goes seemingly everywhere. Dave Watson, the goalkeeping coach, and England's goalkeeping coach as well, isn't he? And of course, the main issue that everyone wants to know is Sammy Lee going to be wearing a blue tracksuit?
I don't know whether, you know, A, Sammy would appreciate that, and B, whether Evertonians would. I think we're expecting Erwin Koeman, certainly, and there's a fitness coach that Ronald Koeman has taken everywhere with him who works down at Southampton. We think he'll come as well. Beyond that, who knows? I mean, the goalkeeping coach, Dave Watson, he's very much part of the England setup, and presumably will want to, you know, sort of stay, you know, in the Premier League. So it depends on who comes in at Southampton. Sammy Lee, I'm not so sure about that, but you know, we will find out in the fullness of time. It will be an interesting one, though, you know, for both parties.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be a clause somewhere that prevents him going back to Southampton to bring one or two players to Goodison that he might want?
They will try. It's very difficult to put clauses in contracts, though. You know, it's been tried before, but you know, if Ronald Koeman wants, you know, any of the players that have been under his charge, he'll go back for them. But I think we can take for granted that Southampton will make it very difficult. They will demand a premium, you know, certainly, as Everton did, of course, when David Moyes went to Manchester United and he tried to come back and get Marouane Fellaini and Leighton Baines on the cheap. And, you know, I don't think that would happen. I think if any of the players down there he fancied, you would have to pay a you know, premium price for.
I like the little article in the Echo, Goodison's hits and misses from Holland. Some good names mentioned there.
Yeah, I thought there were more, actually. There's four that Chris found out. I mean, I remember Ray Atterveld quite well. He was okay. He was steady. Andy van der Meijden, oh dear. I think that goes in the miss category. Johnny Huitinger was fine, you know, so it really, really was a good, steady player. And then Royston Drenthe, the less said, the better.
Yes,
so, yeah, it's a mixed track record in the Dutch market so far. Yeah. Let's hope they've struck gold this time.
Well, he's certainly coming with pedigree, as you say, on the pitch, without a shadow of a doubt. But he's proving himself quite astute, isn't he, in terms of a managerial hot seat. I mean, to steer Southampton to sixth place is no mean feat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about, you know, his playing pedigree. I actually remember him playing against Everton, oh gosh, way back in 1995 in the European Cup Winners' Cup when Everton played Feyenoord. And he was involved in a bit of a bust-up at the end of that game. He managed to get Craig Short sent off after a bit of a set-to. But that was near the tail end of what had been an absolutely stellar career. I mean, he was a wonderful footballer. You know, an old-fashioned playmaking centre-back, if you like, a set-piece expert. He was great to
watch. Scored a lot of goals from the position he was playing, really.
Yeah, Graham Taylor will tell you that. Did he not like that?
Yes.
But, I think he won the Champions League, didn't he, with a free kick from outside the box.
Yeah, he was. Great at Wembley, wasn't it, that one?
Exactly, that's right, yeah. But then, you know, took that experience and that expertise into his managerial career, and he has had a very, very solid ground. He's managed at some very big football clubs. I mean, Benfica and Valencia in there. So he certainly won't be fazed by the size of the task at Everton. But I'm just reassured, you know, like I said at the outset, that Everton are thinking big now.
Yeah.
They're willing to, you know, sort of throw money at the project, if you use that word, but, you know, to try and, you know, improve things, because it has been, you know, two very disappointing seasons. I know you can point to a couple of near misses in the cup competitions last year, but, you know, Premier League-wise, it has been very disappointing. And after the momentum and the consistency that was achieved under David Moyes, that's, you know, been lost a little bit in the last couple of seasons. And it's very, you know, important that Everton rediscover that quickly.
Southampton fans are crying over the departure, or the impending departure of Ronald Koeman. And clearly don't have an understanding of how big a club Everton are. And in fact, I saw something last night that was being debated on one of the radio stations, stating exactly that. You know, why is Ronald Koeman going to Southampton? Everton aren't a big club. Said a very famous name as well.
I missed that, fortunately.
It was John Motson who said it.
Oh, I can't believe Motson.
Yeah.
Well, he's old enough to know better. I mean, A, you look at the size of the fan base for a start. You look at the history of the football clubs. You look at the trophies won. That's got to be the bottom line. It goes back, you know, to 1892 or 1890 is Everton's first league championship.
Nine league titles. What are they talking about?
Exactly that. I mean, possibly, if you're a younger, you know, pundit, you can understand maybe why you may be thinking that. But it just indicates that you don't know your history. You don't know, you know, sort of that much about football. Mm. It's a very subjective thing to discuss, you know, sort of how big a football club is. But dear me, if Southampton are considered to be, you know, a bigger in inverted commas football club than Everton, someone is really talking out of their house.
Yeah. So what are you up to in terms of over the Euros? Are you going to be keeping a very close watch on matters over in France, Dave?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, there's a number of players out there that we think, you know, both football clubs will be keeping an eye on. Obviously, with, you know, three of the, four of the Republic of Ireland, you know, the home nations out there, it's going to be a really intriguing competition. I'm not a fan of the expanded format, you know, the 24 clubs. I think there's going to be an awful lot of...
There's only eight teams going out at the end of the group.
Exactly. There's going to be so many dead rubbers, you know, in those group stages. You know, games like Albania against Switzerland. Can you really get excited by that? Hungary against Austria. But there will be some decent ones. Actually, look back at the other group stages yesterday, there's only one real standout fixture apart from the home international teams, and that's Belgium against Italy. I think it'll only really start going, you know, when the other knockout stages are in place. It will be a good tournament. There will be shocks, there will be surprises, and yeah, we'll be keeping a really close eye on it. We're really looking forward to it.
Great stuff, Dave. Well, thanks for coming on this morning. Let's hope that this deal gets concluded, and there'll be plenty for you to write about in terms of Koeman's arrival over the course of the next few days.
You're welcome, Al. Cheers, mate.
Thanks very much. That's Dave Prentice, Liverpool Echo's sports editor, giving us all the lowdown on what we expect to happen at Goodison Park over the course of the next 24 hours or so. That is the appointment of Ronald Koeman as Everton manager.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.